I love biographies, and I've done a couple podcasts recently. I did Winston Churchill, fantastic, on business leadership. And I broke down Lose Yourself by Eminem and the 12 great success formulas he shared in that song that's on my playlist. Today we're going to talk about Walt Disney, because there is no greater entrepreneur than Walt Disney. And he basically, he uses the formula that I share. I've been reading a biography on him. Actually, it's my second one. And there's things that he did that I constantly teach. And they're in my podcasts already.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
So I want to go over Walt Disney. Obviously, hopefully you know who Walt Disney is. You know Mickey Mouse, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. You know, you can just keep going and going. They own ESPN. Okay, first thing that he did, power of partnering. His brother, Roy Disney, ran the business side of Disney. There would be no Disney company without Roy Disney. Why? Because he ran the business side so Walt could do what he did great. The imagination, the creativity. Walt had the vision. Roy allowed it to happen. You know, when Walt was doing the movie Snow White, there was a scene where he wanted to redo it again. It was going to cost an astronomical amount of money at that time to do it. And he goes to Roy, and Roy goes, no, Walt, we're not doing it. We can't do it. We can't afford it. And there is this little, if you look back at it, there's a scene that's not totally and completely perfect for just a few seconds where there's shimmering of this character. But Walt wanted to fix it, and Roy said, no, it can't happen. Reason why I say that, because in partnering, there always has to be a no man in the organization. I'm a yes guy. I am extraordinarily optimistic. I will bet on myself every time. I will bet on my ideas every time once I vet them. But I have no guys around me. My partnership group are probably, let me say this, every one of them are far more likely to say no to one of my ideas than yes. And not where they ever have they don't have the authority to ever say, no, Sean, we're not doing it. But they will share with me, hey, maybe we should do it this way. Or they give me better ideas. They collaborate with me. They allow me to look at things through a realistic lens sometimes. And because they're all experts in their field, so if I start a business and it involves, you know, digital marketing, well, I'm not the guy who knows digital marketing. I have the best digital marketing guy there. So with that being said, I'm the entrepreneur. I get it started. I get it going. I'm the enthusiastic, motivating guy. But the digital marketing guy may bring me attention to something within that industry that I wasn't aware of. Where go, you know, we probably shouldn't go down that route, Sean, because that's getting outdated. Because I am not a specialist in any of the businesses I'm involved in. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a good businessman. But I have to trust them to give me great advice. That's the power of partnering. Walt with Roy. Without Roy, there would be no Walt Disney. Number two, the power of the imagination. Nobody had a better imagination than Disney. My gracious, cartoon characters that became full-length movies. This is unbelievable. The power of the imagination. A couple quotes by Walt. If you can dream it, you can do it. Walt Disney. It is. I love this one. It is kind of fun to do the impossible. Now, that's a guy with imagination. To do the impossible. If you can dream it, you can do it. So he had the power of the imagination. Great entrepreneurs have a great imagination. I'm always encouraging you to spend time thinking. Number three, the value in building a team. Quote from Walt Disney, of all the things I've done, the most vital is coordinating those who work with me and aiming their efforts at a certain goal. That's so good. I'm reading that again. Of all the things I've done, the most vital is coordinating those who work with me and aiming their efforts at a certain goal. That's what entrepreneurs do. They have a great, audacious goal. They recruit a team and they focus on accomplishing this great objective, this great ambition. And just to show you how obsessive and how far ahead of the times he was on recruiting and building an incredible team. He recruited 300 artists from around the country to work on his, you know, his animation team. 300. He sent them to the LA Institute of Arts night school to become better artists. And in 1961, you're talking, golly day, over 50 years ago, he donated $40 million to start an art school in California, which is pretty much, you know, known as the world's best for animation. That's when you know a guy believes in the value of a team. What he was willing to do to locate and recruit talent. What he did to improve the talent, to invest in the talent. This is what the great entrepreneurs do. I want to read you a couple other quotes from him. You can design and create and build the most wonderful place in the world, but it takes people to make the dream a reality. That's talking about building a team. Listen, if you want to be a great entrepreneur, I strongly encourage you to do a few of the things that Walt Disney did. Let me take you through them again. He knew the value of partnering. You got to have a no man somewhere in the building. That's my quote. Number two, you need to have some imagination. That allows you to innovate. It allows you to see the future. So he had the power of the imagination. If you can dream it, you can do it. Number three, he knew the value of building a team. Of all the things I've done, the most vital is coordinating those who work with me and aiming their efforts at a certain goal. That's a guy who definitely figured it out. We talked about Walt Disney in this podcast. I encourage you to read any book on Walt Disney. It's fantastic. He's just an unbelievable entrepreneur. So grateful that you listened to the podcast today. I want to encourage you to subscribe. Also, we offer a free webinar. It's at seanswebinar.com every month. And these aren't like 5-minute webinars. These are 20 to 30 minutes. And I'm slicing off steak for you. So please go to seanswebinar.com. And I thank you. This podcast is brought to you by Get Started Marketing. That's getstartedmarketing.com. If you're looking to improve your internet presence and your leads via the internet, again, getstartedmarketing.com.